96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. We do not know if the discovery of prescription drugs in the wake of the death of pop icon Prince has anything to do with his passing. But we do know that his death raises questions about the role prescription drug addiction may play in the lives of millions of Americans. On this Medical Monday, we're talking about prescription drug abuse and addiction and what impact it could have on you, your health, and your family. On this Medical Monday, my guests are Dr. Edwin Chapman, a substance abuse expert, and Dr. Constance Scharf, Director of Addiction Research at the Cliffside Malibu Addiction Treatment Center. Lines are open. Give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. You can also comment on my Facebook page at facebook.com/HaroldFisherWHUR or follow us on Twitter at DailyDrumWHUR. Dr. Scharf and Dr. Chapman, thank you both for joining me.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Dr. Scharf, first question, how serious is prescription drug addiction right now?
It's extremely serious, and it's in every community across the nation. You know, 20 or 30 years ago, you couldn't get heroin in the rural areas. You couldn't get these kinds of prescription drugs on the street. There were very few of them, and they were very highly regulated. But now there isn't a community that fails to be touched by prescription drug overdose, death, and the transition from prescription medications to heroin because it's cheaper and more easily accessible than the prescription medications.
But you mentioned heroin. I would imagine that it is really unlikely that my doctor, if I'm experiencing pain, is going to prescribe heroin for me.
He or she isn't, but the medications that they give you have the same chemical base. They're all opioids.
Mm-hmm.
So when your doctor cuts you off and says you can no longer have this medication, they're very, very expensive to get on the streets. But heroin has the same chemical base, and so people switch to the cheaper and more accessible drug.
Mm. Dr. Chapman, what kinds of drugs are we often talking about that patients are most susceptible to?
Well, from a prescription standpoint, we're talking, as the doctor said, we're talking about opioids, which are pain medications commonly used in the hospital, often prescribed in the emergency room. Percocet, Vicodin, Ultram, they go by, but they're morphine-based medications. So that's what you'll see from the hospital standpoint. And they're given, even in the dentist's office, if you have a tooth pulled, then the dentist may give you Percocet. About 20 years ago, there was a big push in the medical community stating that doctors were under-prescribing or under-treating pain. And so pain management became another really benchmark for quality of care. And what we found in retrospect is that many of the pharmaceutical companies pushed that concept, and they also pushed the concept that these medications are not addictive, they're not dangerous, etc. But now we know in retrospect that a number of patients were getting addicted to these medications. So now by convention, if you go to the emergency room for an injury, you're very likely to get one of these medications. And what we're now saying is that perhaps a better choice would have been aspirin or Tylenol, mm-hmm. or one of the NSAIDs like Advil. Mm-hmm. Doctors have a tendency in this rushed environment to really try to give the patient whatever they want and get them out of the way as quickly as possible.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We are talking about prescription drug addiction. How do you know? What are the signs? What are the dangers? And who is at risk? Dr. Scharf, a lot of times we have stereotypes of drug addicts. We're talking about people who are walking the street dirty and scratching and you know, living in the gutters and the like. But that really isn't necessarily the case when we're talking about prescription drug abuse, are we?
No, it's not the case at all. You'll very much see this happening in affluent areas, in the suburbs, among the very wealthy, in rural areas, in farming communities, literally all across the board. It used to be that that these opioid medications were really centered in the inner cities. It was really considered an inner city problem, a problem of poverty. And that is no longer the case. And it's no longer the case because these are they start out usually as prescribed medications. So everybody who has access to insurance has access to these medications. And as Dr. Chapman said earlier, the pharmaceutical companies gave a big push to doctors to give these drugs out. So you would go to the dentist for a minor oral procedure, and you might get a 30-day supply of these medications, which is far, far too much.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We are talking about prescription drug addiction. If you have a question or comment, certainly give us a call. Pamela calling from Southeast. Thanks for calling, Pamela. What do you want to share with us?
Hi. First of all, I'd like to say I'm an addictions counselor.
Okay.
And I'm just recently getting ready to receive my BA in human services. But my last paper is actually on this subject, and I found out so many interesting things.
Well, be brief. We've got a lot of folks on the line.
One of the brief facts that I really got into was that most U.S. medical students are only taught 9 hours of pain management. So as a doctor, his job is to make his patient as comfortable as possible. So They do overwrite opiate prescriptions, and I see it every day because I work in a clinic where we treat people with opiate addiction.
Pamela, thank you so much for sharing that with us. Dr. Chapman, do you have any thoughts about what Pamela just shared with us?
Yes, and opiate, as you've said, have really been a problem in our community, the urban community, for a long time. And it was thought to be a moral problem. But now that it's reached the suburbs and the rural areas, it's suddenly come to the surface as a disease. Mm-hmm. So the treatment and the attention has changed. But even at that, we still have difficulties because our patients in the urban areas are still not getting the type of services that they need. And there are a number of barriers to that treatment.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Erica calling from Woodbridge, Virginia. Erica, thanks for calling. What are you sharing with us?
Yes, I wanted to make a comment. As a physician, this is of special interest to me because I do work in the hospital. And I think beyond just pharmaceutical companies pushing it, also the government has pushed this in the sense that we survey patients based on their pain satisfaction, and doctors get reimbursed and hospitals get reimbursed based on satisfaction scores. And I think we put the emphasis on the wrong things and not necessarily if patients are getting better. And so it has made a shift to where we've actually created a culture where patients are now getting over-medicated and not necessarily better treated.
Okay, thank you so much. Dr. Scharf, you see people who have been addicted to prescription medication. How do you know that they are? How do you know that this has become a problem for them?
The main way that you know that someone's addicted to anything is it starts to have negative consequences in their life, the use of that substance, and it also, they start giving up things to pursue that substance. So by the time someone gets to us at the addiction treatment center, you see people who are losing their jobs, their families, their livelihood, their health, and so forth. And they don't care, or they do care, but the pull of the drug is stronger than the ability to make a good decision. And, you know, what Dr. Chapman said is very important about the fact that this has in the past, addiction has been seen as a moral failing. And it's not. There's a whole bunch of new neuroscience research out that shows the way our behaviors, not just the substances that we ingest, but our behaviors actually change the structure and function of the brain. So we're talking about a real physical, psychological, and spiritual disorder, not a moral problem.
But let me share this with you, because Dr. Chapman mentioned, for example, Percocet coming out of the dentist's office. I remember many, many years ago, I had four wisdom teeth pulled at the same time. I was hurting. There's no other way to put it. I was hurting.
Yes.
I was given Percocet, but the doctor told me I'm only going to give it to you for a week. And then after that, he said, take Motrin. He said, take two of them. And I will be quite honest, on the seventh day, I did not act like it was the seventh day. I spoke to the doctor and I used all kinds of language because I was still in so much pain. And he said to me, I'm not going to give you any more. You're going to take the Motrin and you're just going to have to deal with it. My question, you know, Dr. Chapman, is are we not able to suck it up and take the pain?
Well, it's interesting. If you look at statistics, Americans use approximately two-thirds of the opiate medications in the world.
Mm-hmm.
That's one issue. The other is there. Increasingly, people are saying, scientists are saying that there's a predisposition to some people who have what's called the DRD2 gene.
Which is?
Which means that you're more susceptible because of your genetics.
Well, hold that point, because I want you to finish it, and I've got to take a break. I want to let our listeners know, Kim calling from La Plata, please stay with us. I want to talk to you. Lines are still open. We're continuing our discussion about prescription drug abuse and what are the risk factors. Who is at risk? What kind of drugs are we talking about? What are the signs? Whole bunch of stuff we're talking about when it comes to prescription drug abuse, and also the responsibility of the physicians that are prescribing it. So we'll be back in just a moment. Stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. Lines are still open. Give us a call. We want to hear from you. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We'll be back in just a few seconds on Sirius XM Channel 141.